Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840, if you want to be a part of the show. You can also go to hopeforthecaregiver.com, and you'll see also some things there that Gracie and I have done. You know, I go back to what Monty said about mental illness and so forth. It starts in the gut. I think about the song that we just sang, Come to the Table. You know, food is a big part of our lives, but spiritual food is as well. And is it any, it's no coincidence that Jesus used there at the Last Supper, where he said, this is my body broken for me. Feed on this. This is my blood. We don't understand, but when we feed on Christ, and I don't, you know, people get real weird with that kind of terminology, but what we're doing is we're just constantly consuming in our hearts and our spiritual bodies the scriptures, the word of God, and the concept and the precepts that Christ imparted to us, particularly through the cross. And we meditate on that. What are we putting into our spiritual bodies? What are we putting into our physical bodies? And Gracie and I made a decision some years ago with the help of a lot of friends who have said, look, we're going to help you guys, shepherd you guys to some healthiness. And I talk about this in Seven Caregiver Landmines and in Hope for the Caregiver, of just the healthiness component of what we do. But you got to do it in tandem with your spiritual life too. You can't just sit there and say, okay, I'm just going to go on this crazy diet here and eat only this kind of stuff, but you're putting all kinds of garbage into your heart, into your spirit. And so it's working in tandem, and that's why we want to do this show, to help do the whole thing here. Just because if your heart is troubled, it really doesn't matter what kind of condition your body's in. Let's just be honest with you. If your heart's all messed up, but it's a matter of the heart. If you get into the heart place, then everything else becomes an extension of what's going on with you there. And if you're learning to trust God on a heart level there, and taking in His word and just feeding on that, watch how it affects every other part of your life. Your weight, because excessive weight gain is a big issue with so many caregivers. I'm the same way. I got so big it took two dogs to bark at me, you know. But we learn to start getting all of our life in balance with this. And part of that is, are we speaking to the fear that's in our heart? Are we speaking to that chaos that's in our heart?